He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It's Friday, November 7th. Running back Amon Green will be healthy for Sunday's game against the Ravens, but Emobi Okoye will be a game-time decision. Gary Kubiak gives us the injury update. But before we get to that, the 2009 Texans cheerleader calendar is on sale now at the Go Texans store and online. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information. Running back Amon Green will back up Steve Slayton on Sunday. They'll face the Ravens' top-ranked run defense. Kubiak explained how much the team needs Green in the backfield against Ray Lewis and company.
Well, it's been very important. When he's been part of what we're doing, we've been better, I should say. You know, and he gets 20 a break, and 20's played a college season, and now he's on the second one. So it's a hard, big load for a rookie to carry. But, you know, he has done a tremendous job of carrying it. And if he has to do it again Sunday, no doubt in my mind he'll do it again.
Defensive tackle Emobi Okoye probably will miss the game with a high ankle sprain. Filling in for him will be rookie Frank Ocamp. Sports Radio 610's Mark Vandermeer and I discuss this and much more in Friday morning's show.
I'm just hoping that some way the Texans can at least slow them down on the ground, because you want to force Flacco and long down and distance, try to get the pass rush going at home.
Exactly. Well, and as I remember you saying earlier on the show, Emobi Okoye probably will not play. Mm-hmm. He has that high ankle sprain.
Right.
And that means that Frank Ocamp, big Frank Ocamp from University of Texas, will probably go in there. And the reason they want Frank Ocamp in there is to stop the run. He's such a big presence. He's going to be the biggest defensive lineman on the team. So they hope that he can go in there, be a big body, and plug up the middle there. And if he can do that, get some pass rush on Joe Flacco. Get Mario Williams. But Mario's going to need help. You know, he's going to need someone else. You know, maybe this is a game where Anthony Weaver gets a little more active in the pass rush. You saw him definitely get more active, I thought, against the Vikings. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had some great tackles, a few tackles for a loss where he was able to wrap up Adrian Peterson. But get him more involved in the pass rush.
Often players against their former team have big games. This would be a really good time for a big game out of Anthony Weaver.
Exactly. And that was my logic. I was just about to go there. Anthony Weaver had great success in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And this might be a time where he would want to go back there, or go back and show his old team that, you know, he still has it. He can still bring it.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
It's football time in Houston. And we're ready to play. We've got no